Chapter 16. Look with me in Acts chapter 16. You know, the Apostle Paul was a great man of God. God saved him and called him to preach. Probably, as far as in the church, the greatest man that ever preached was the Apostle Paul. And of course, the book of Acts writes a lot about this man of God and the work that God did through this man of God. Acts chapter 16, verse number 30. The Bible said, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. I want the Lord to help me this morning to preach. I need his help. And I want to try to preach on household salvation. Boy, that's a blessing, isn't it? Thank God just to look in your house and see everybody saved. It wasn't like that before the midnight hour, but after the midnight hour, thank God, they're all singing Amazing Grace. Amen. I mean, it took a man of God, it took God, for a jailer to get woke up one night by an earthquake down in a prison cell. It's amazing to me of how God moves His men and how God uses His people to bring things to pass.
Right.
How that in my life, in your life, there was a movement of God to bring things to pass that you could get saved. Amen.
Right.
You say, couldn't have God saved him? I tell you, God's got a way to save. And God will save by using His people. Amen. God don't preach from heaven. God uses men to preach. Amen. God does do the preaching, but it's God using men. And God has a method and a means. And God's got a way to get men to where He wants them. That they might hear the Word of God. Amen. I'm glad He put that way. Thank God in my life one day. And God sent a man of God by my way that had the message for me. Amen. That's right. Now I'll tell you what, Paul didn't preach too long here, did he? Amen. It done preached. His life had done preached. That's right. He just got beaten, whooped, stripped his clothes off, and left that way and told him to. Jailer, he said, "Here, take care of this crowd of preachers here, these men." Threw him in the inner prison, put his feet in stocks. Boy, don't you know that'd be kind of rough, getting beat like that and then getting thrown into a prison cell? Then the jailer's charged to take care of him, make sure he don't escape, make sure that they stay where they're supposed to, and they put his feet in stocks, and there he's laying there beaten and striped and everything else. Didn't never say one thing against God. Never said one thing against what he's going through. I kind of believe when he was dealing with him, thank God they testified to him and how good God was. Amen. You know, it's amazing. The congregation was a bunch of prisoners. Amen. And the place they had church was down at the prison house. Amen. Thank God they got down there beaten, striped, laying no doubt in a way of comfort because his back was beat up. Thank God. Maybe there's a lay on the other side facing one another. Amen. About midnight, Paul said, he said, "Silas, I think we need to pray." I tell you, get two preachers praying and believing God, there's some things can be done. And they got to praying down there. Ain't got in the prison house. Hey, they prayed through. I tell you that. Amen. Thank God they got to praying down at the prison house. And they got the singing down there. Amen. Thank God they got the singing and praising God. at the midnight hour. That's right. The Bible said a great earthquake came and shook the prison. Boy, I'm glad for the day God shook my heart. And God shook me and woke me up out of the sleep I was in. And got a hold of me. I tell you, thank God to do it. But God came into that prison house. Boy, I tell you, thanks God to come in. It don't matter where you meet man. It takes God to come in and deal with hearts and do great mighty things. Amen. That's right. Here the God of heaven comes in an earthquake, shakes the foundations of that prison. And all them prisoners' bands are loosed. And Paul's stocks are loose and bands are loosed. Thank God they could have hopped out and ran and been free. But there's already free. Amen. Hey, freedom's in the heart. It's not in where you're at. It's who you know. Amen. Well, I'm glad I know him. Amen, boys. I'm glad I know who he is. I'm glad God showed up to me. In the power of God. Amen. Thank God I like it, don't you? Amen. Got to praying, praising God. God sent an earthquake down to the prison house. Shook the whole crowd. Shook their bands off. Now they're loosed. Amen. The jailer knew that was his responsibility. Been charged with it. I was about to take his own life. Commit suicide. Had the sword no doubt near his heart. Now I tell you what. I've been thinking about this thing. And he was the only one that probably, thank God, maybe had a little old candle somewhere. I mean, it says it's midnight. It's got to be dark in there. They didn't have electricity at that time. Thank God, just an old dark dungeon. But he had that sword at his heart, no doubt. And Paul said, do thyself no harm. We're all here. Don't take your life. Amen. We're all here. Amen. That's right. Thank God. There's not a prisoner left that place. Every one of them is still in there. Amen. I mean, thieves and no doubt robbers and murderers and everything else you could name was laying in that prison that night. Not a one of them tried to get up and go. Amen. The power of God got in that thing and shook the foundation of that prison. Amen. That's right. And that old jailer is about to take his life. Isn't it amazing? And he called for a light. He wanted something. Thank God, it lighted him real good. Called for a light. No doubt it was a torch. He called for that and he sprang in. Hey, I wondered how he knew the light. Was that man? That's Paul. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's what he said. He wanted to know what to do to be saved. Amen. I tell you, he called for a light, sprang in, cried that question. I wondered about the terminology, the word saved. Where'd that man know that? Hey, God, no doubt them boys had preached right there. And they'd have been singing and praying. And God, hey, God, no doubt he got a hold of that jailer's mind about what them boys had. That they had something greater than he had. Even though they'd been beaten, strapped. They're still rejoicing. And what Christ was, and what he had done for him. Thank God he done something for him, and he had something to rejoice about. Amen. That's right. Thank God I'm not preaching a phony today. I'm not preaching a myth, thank God. Amen. My Savior's not a myth. My church is not a morgue. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad he's real. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God one day let me know who he was. That's right. Thank God. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Thank God. They didn't have to tell him but one thing. That's what the God of heaven told him to tell him. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And this is what he said too. And I really think about this thing of what the Holy Ghost told that man of God to say. He said, and thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Don't it usually work like that? Here this man goes to the workplace. He's a jailer down at the Philippian jail. Before midnight, he's putting these men in stocks, charging. He's been charged to take care of them, make sure they kept safely in there. And God sends an earthquake. Thank God at midnight shakes that jail. The foundations is a shake. Thank God their bands are loose. And now, brother, thank God the jailer's before the man of God. Yeah. Saying, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You know what I think he's saying? Sirs, what must I do to have what you got? That's what I want every young man to see in his own heart. I want what that preacher's got. I want what that daddy's got. I want what that mama's got. I want what that church has got. I want something real in my heart, Amy. Thank God. Boy, I tell you what, them men had something to say, didn't they? It wasn't a long message, but it was the right message. Yeah. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. He got saved, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got saved. He believed on Jesus Christ and got saved. He trusted Christ. And how shall they hear without a preacher? He heard what the preacher said.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I remember back when I was a young man, lost without God. That old man of God said, buddy, you got to be saved.
Right.
You got to be saved. I had him look at me eyeball to eyeball and said, hey, you got to be saved. I said, where's it at in the Bible? Buddy, if he could have put Acts 4 and 12 on me, I'd have probably died. Right there, I'd have probably been killed. Right then. If that man knew Acts 4 and 12, right that day when he said, you got to be saved, I said, is that right? He said, the Bible said you got to be saved. I said, show it to me.
Yeah.
He could have said Acts 4 and 12, son, he'd have had me. And he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Are you saved? You got to be. If you're going to enter heaven, if you're going to enter life, you got to be saved. Well, I'd go home thinking about what that old preacher is saying. Saw people getting right with God. Brother Evans worked with me. He knew me. He got saved, I believe, was it 82?
Around 83.
August 83, he got saved. I said, oh, no, I ain't like you used to. Yeah. God started dealing with my heart about my sin, about the way I was living. And I needed God. I mean, I wasn't in a prison cell, but I was in prison of sin.
Yes, you were.
Yep. I was as bad off as anybody else. It wouldn't matter where I was at. I was bad off. I was locked up in my heart to sin. I was in the darkness, my friend. I tell you, I won't know what new to be saved. I'd go home and think about what these men were saying to me. Brother Stedman, some of them work with him. One day I just got in bad shape. I said, Lord God, help me. I'm a lost man, Lord. God, I need help. I need you to do something for me. Lord God, he's telling me I got to be born again. He's telling me I got to be saved. How in the world do you get saved? Somebody could have took a Bible. Said right here it says it, but the God of heaven had to let me know about it. I used to go in the bathroom, read all them tracts people left. Read them all. I'd read them all. Never did read the Bible. But one day, thank God, it come to the end, brother. It was me and God. What, nobody else, just me and God. Thank God the Lord came to me as real as you are today. Said to me in my own heart, he said, I'll take you if you'll take me. There's no other way but Christ. And he's the one that'll save you, but you'll have to come to him. And I said in my heart, yes, Lord, that's what I want. I want to be saved. Lord, I want to get out of sin. I want to change. Lord, I want to repent. I want you. God, I just want what you got. That was my call to God from my heart. The Bible said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's right. There's a heart call. It is a heart call. It's not just the words. The words are a manifestation of what's in the heart. There's been a lot of people coming to the altar. But if it's not from the heart, it don't work. I got saved. God saved me that day. And I really didn't know a whole lot about the Bible. Didn't know a whole lot about being saved. In fact, I thought you was only saved for as long as you could keep yourself. I found out right fast that wasn't true, because I wouldn't have been saved long. And I got to read the Bible and found out that when God saved me, He gave me eternal life, not temporary life. Thank God. That John 10:28, I tell you what it done, it convinced me that when God saved me, it was a forever act of God. And He said, I've given them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Wife wasn't saved. Growed up in church all her life, was a better person than I was. But wasn't saved. I went home, talked to her about it, and I could tell it was some foreign to her. I could tell it was a little bit of conviction, but didn't really push it, you know. Went to the minister of the Lutheran church at that time. I was going there. I said, what do you think about being born again? He said, where's that at in the Bible? Boy, wouldn't y'all hate to have a preacher up here, wouldn't know how to tell y'all about being born again. He didn't know where it was. I thought then, this man's in darkness himself. I said, the Bible says you must be born again. He said, where's it at? I said, John 3. Sitting in that Lutheran minister's office, he took the Bible. I don't know if it was a King James Bible. He took something and opened it up and read it. And he said, we believe that's infant baptism. I knew then that was a lie. Infant baptism can't give a man a new nature. Infant baptism can't change a man within. Hey, the problem with mankind's not the outside. The problem's the inside. And mankind needs an eternal change within himself that he can't perform or produce. So sprinkling water on a baby's head has nothing to do with salvation. In fact, it's a Catholic doctrine that's corrupt. Amen. One guy said, well, he said, I just don't understand how the jailer and his family could have been immersed at night. Thank God, I'll tell you what, friend, that's what happened. Past midnight, they found a body of water and got baptized. They wasn't sprinkled, I'll tell you that. Amen. We talked to, you know, my wife, she seen my life change, and I started going to other places, you know, to hear the preaching. One day I just started praying, God touched her heart, and one day she said, I'm going to go to church with you. And I said, thank you, Lord. And then it wasn't long after that old time power of God got on her heart. And she come in one night, we was in Granite Quarry, lived down there then. I guess Matt and Manny was on bunk beds in that room there. And we went that night, some man preached on hell, I don't remember who it was. When we got home, she says, I'm not saved. She said, I'm not saved. She said, I really need to be saved. I said, well, I can't save you. I said, well, I'll tell you what you can do. I said, you can get in there and pray and cry out to God. And if you be honest from your heart to Him, He'll save you.
Yeah.
I was young in the Lord. I mean, I hadn't been saved about 6 months. You're talking about a fellow that didn't know nothing about God, nothing about the Bible, and started reading it. But I had enough sense to know that it'd take God to do it.
Yeah.
I said, I'll tell you what, you get over here under that bunk, over there at that bunk, I'll get over here at this side, I'll pray, you pray. We'll just trust God to help you. Growed up in religion all our life, lost. Didn't know nothing about God, being born again. Thank God she got herself, she got saved. That's what she said, I got saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Got born again.
Yeah.
Household salvation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. God coming in on that thing and saving her. It's a miracle. I'm just telling you, it's a miracle.
Yes,
it really is a miracle of how God can take anybody and save them.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle how God put my life together. It's a miracle how God brought me together. Amen. And put me in a place that I could hear the Word of God. And I'm telling you, I know these men went through a hard time. I know they're striped. I know they're beaten. But God had them to go through that this man could hear the gospel. Amen. And these men, thank God, They went down to the jailer's house and preached the word of God to them in his house. His wife, no doubt had children. Maybe even had some servants. I don't know. That would have to been one unusual night to go to work to take care of a bunch of prisoners and thank God come home and bring two with you that has preached to you. The old door knock.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it, Mama? It's Daddy, but he's got two men with him. And I don't know them. Can you imagine all the family getting up at past midnight and here's two Baptist preachers? I saw them Baptist preachers. They've been baptized by immersion. That's right. That's what. And he stand before his family and said, I just want to tell you something great happened out here to jail that I never had seen before. He said, these two men got thrown in jail for preaching. And while they was down there, they got to praying, and God sent an earthquake and shook the whole jail. And I sprang in and I cried to them. I said, what must I do to be saved? And they told me to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And honey, I have believed on him. I'm a different man. And I want them to tell you about him. Amen. And they spake the word of God to the whole house. And the whole house believed. Saved. Whole house. Household salvation. You know, I look in that Bible, son, Noah's family was in. Cornelius.
Yeah.
Lydia before him.
Yeah.
And now the jailer. Unexpected. I'm saved. What looking for God? When he went to work and did his time card that night, son, he didn't have no idea about God. He wasn't thinking about God. He wasn't thinking about housing two preachers that night. That was far from his mind. But after midnight, thank God, he was taking two preachers home with him. He was preaching to his household. His household got saved. His household got baptized. His household, thank God, washed the stripes in the back of them men of God. And they all had meat together. Out there they had a time. Amen. Boy, wouldn't you like to see something like that again?
Yeah.
My God's still the same.
Yeah, he is.
Still the same. Oh, what a miracle. Amen. God has wrought in my heart.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but have experienced it. Amen. You say explain it, preacher. Can't experience have. Thank God it happened about 29 years ago by the power of God coming where I was at that I might be saved. Amen. Since then I've seen other people saved in my own family. There's some of the days not saved in the family. Sure like to see them come today and come to God. Sure like to see them make a change. I may come to Jesus. Make that way to God. I tell you, one day's coming. And you don't want to be left behind. You want to know. Thank God when he comes, you're ready to meet him. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. The whole house got saved that night. And you know that church of Philippi was a great church. It was a joy church. I rejoice. I'll tell you something else about that church too. It was a giving church. You reckon, can I think it's more like this? You reckon when the church there at Philippi, the saints gathered together and the minister stood up and said, Paul and Silas, hey, down the road a little bit, need a little help with the offering. You reckon the jailer said, well, I'll be glad to give. Don't you reckon if I said, sonny, I tell you, we need to give. He really was good to us. Hey, don't you know that little old boy and that little old girl, when that minister said, oh, we need to give and help the man of God, Paul, don't you know they said, Daddy, I'd be good willing to give anything I've got to help that preacher. Because that gospel needs to be preached.
Yeah.
Well, I can't explain what I'm preaching this morning. I can't do it, Matthew, but I'm telling you what, I feel in my soul what God done for me, amen, and what God done for my family, I pass on God, I'm telling you that.
Right.
Oh, the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Sunday didn't mean much to me while I was saved. I didn't care about back going down to some place and hear some man just talk. Boy, when I got saved, I said, I just wanted to go to church.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's been 29 years ago. I'm still wanting to go.
Amen. Amen.
Still want to be around God's people.
Yeah.
Still want to sing about Him and talk about Him and worship Him and love Him and walk with Him. I tell nothing greater happened in my life than the day I heard about Him and I got saved. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Would you let me just tell you this morning, He's the best. He's the best. I got some good pictures in my wallet. I got some good ones, buddy. My wife, daughter and son, grandson, and all them pictures. Thank God, mean a lot to me, my family right here. God help, I want to see them all saved. I won't see that little old Levi walk out one day and under old time conviction and say, Papa, I'm lost. I don't need to get born again. Hey, God, I tell you, talk about happy in my soul. You're talking about, hey, God, joy unspeakable. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank God. I couldn't help hear Brother Danny the other week. We was teaching on Sunday school. He said, I can't help but just keep using Susan for an illustration. That's a pretty good one to use, ain't it, brother? When you see your own child get born again. Saved. Yeah. Household salvation.
Right.
I will ask you a question this morning. Are you saved? Are you saved? And Jonah said, what must I do?
Right.
What I got, I'm telling salvation is individual, even though it was a household that got saved. What must I do to be saved? I tell you what you need to do. You need to humble yourself, walk down, get on the altar, and cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Never have been saved. I need saving. I need God. I need Jesus Christ. If you never have been saved, you ought to come this morning. Don't let pride take you off to hell. Let the Lord of glory save your soul. That day I got saved. 1983, brother, it was late that year. When God come to my heart and I got saved, changed my life, made me a new creature. And God's still the same today. I'm as new today as I was the day I got saved. Amen. That's right. You are too if you got saved. But that's something in you today. Thank God it rises up and says, praise God. Praise the Lord. I've been born again. And I know what the man of God's preaching about. But there might be some in your household don't know. There might be some in your household never have been saved. And you need to pray for them. Seek God for their soul. You got family members lost. You need to pray for them. What about your house? The old song said, will the circle be unbroken? God help us. Do what we can to persuade them to come to Jesus. Let's stand this morning.